Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to train
to me,
and me, I don't deserve your
lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace,
where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
Some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God, hallelujah.
Thank
We're
you,
still
Lord.
Here. Come on, we got so much to be grateful for. Come on, let's enter
Amen.
In this morning with
Lord
all faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move. And I come about, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus
amen.
Christ, of morning. Lord, Lord, shout my body and just shake that. Come on, surrender all over right now with holding nothing. Come on, whatever it is. Let's give it over to God on today, amen.
Amen.
We trust him and give it all over to him right now. We believe that he's God that is able to do all things, amen. Let's just give it to
amen.
Him right now, amen.
Thank
Hallelujah. You. Oh, glory to your name, Holy Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we love you, God. We welcome you right now to have your way. In this place, amen, where we are. And we just want to say thank you. As we enter in this morning, we enter in with all faith, oh God. We come believing, amen, Lord, help us with our unbelief, Heavenly Father, change us and make us more like you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you have for us to do? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of our lives. We give it to you. Hallelujah. We give it to you for eternity. We ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our life fully and completely, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decree and declare, amen, to be on the, hallelujah, to be, for you to be on the throne of our lives, in and over all areas of our life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, in all, through all, and above all of our lives. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, Lord, touch and heal right now. Touch and deliver us and those in our family, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch and restore, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, touch your God right now and divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. Lord, make a way where seems to be no way for your children. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, pray that you will quicken us that we may hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. Amen. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness, our faith, and our cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free. Amen. Totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet at the intrinsic and quantum level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Heaven. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we humble you. Heavenly Father, we repent for all our sins and we ask you, oh God, to forgive each one of all our sins, all our iniquities, our trespasses, transgression, oh God, amen. And our trust, hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord, all of our iniquities, oh God. Thank you for forgiving us. We cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for this day. Amen. And we're so thankful for the day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9, and allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16. We're thankful for the power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, to protect, clean, and heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem, justify, and to make all things new. And we decree that we walk in our newness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Everybody, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. We bind all evil, wicked, demon, lies, unclean, tormenting, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind them in our friends and everyone we pray for today. Amen. Our family members and loved ones, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we loosen to where Jesus sends them, and we bind them and command them to stay there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes, according to Exodus 12:7. Amen. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every door and window of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all the countries of our homes. Amen. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all who enter our homes and all who exit our homes. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our homes, the blood that covers them. Amen. We thank you for your shed blood that covers us and protects us. Hallelujah, Lord. We decree and declare as we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us. We witness, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our businesses and our jobs. Amen. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our finances and possessions. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our bills, our checking accounts, our savings account. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we have now and will have. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our finances and possessions and the blood of Jesus Christ over them. And we decree and declare that with the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, Satan takes into, amen, according to Hebrews 10:14-23, we confess now that Jesus is Lord over our families, our churches, our finances, our business, our jobs and possessions, amen, no sickness, amen, not private, not death, not problems, amen, but Jesus is Lord over our families and our lives, and where the power and presence of Jesus Christ is, sickness, private, problems, and death cannot remain, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for so many things, and we're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever, according to Psalm 118:1, and that your grace is sufficient for us, amen, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your angels, for your protection, according to Psalm 91, hallelujah, for your salvation, O Lord. And that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen, according to Revelation 21:7, Hallelujah 21:27, that everyone in our household are saved, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the candle of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. And we receive it right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gift of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, workings of miracles, prophecy concerning a spirit, diverse tongues, hallelujah, and the interpretation of tongues, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, O God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being the wonderful counsel, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, amen. Hallelujah, the way, the truth, the life, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being the light according to John 8:12, the door according to John 10:9, the bread of life according to John 6:35, the good shepherd, amen, hallelujah, according to John 10:11, the redeemer according to Psalm 78:35, the king of kings and the lord of lords, and according to Revelation 19:16, Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing, even right now on this planet, everything that you're about to do, oh God, as we trust you even the more. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, increase our faith right now. Hallelujah, God. Oh, mama, they can't shout that, mama. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Help us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you created in us a clean heart. You renewed the right spirit within us. You made old things pass away and all things have become new. You didn't cast away from your presence. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you. Hallelujah, for your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation. Amen. Your joy is our strength, and we just want to say thank you. Have your way, God. Have your way in us. Ah, yeah. Oh, my mama, she's not my mama. Oh, Lord, anoint our heads, oh God, with the Holy Oil, God. Let our heads not know. Oh, Lord, touch our mouths, our ears, and eyes on today, oh God. Let us hear from you, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. Give us new ears to hear, new eyes to see, a new tongue to speak, oh God. Oh, Lord, let us speak boldly, oh God, and with confidence and with the power of your Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. Oh, Lord, burn the wicked out the land and free your children and live in peace, oh God. Lord, touch our hearts, oh God, that our hearts may beat with the rhythm of life. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood on today. Amen. For we know that life of the flesh is in the blood. Hallelujah. Let restoration come to every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle. Hallelujah. Every tissue, every bone in our body, oh God. Oh, Lord, let our bodies, those, our very bodies, oh, Lord, work, oh God, the way you created us, oh God, beautifully and wonderfully made by you. We come against every attack of Satan in his ages right now, against our life and bones and our sins. And we decree and declare victory over all the works of Satan in his ages. Say you are defeated, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this written in Psalm 103 that we will not forget all of your benefits. But you forgave all our sins and you healed all our diseases. You redeemed our lives from destruction. You have crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy and satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. You have not dealt with us according to our iniquities. As far as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is your mercy toward us, for we fear you, Lord. As far as the east is from the west, you have blown our fears from us. We just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps, amen, according to Psalm 37:20. Order ourselves, that we will truly be blessed and be in your care. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith on today that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we will not fear what flesh or blood can do to us, amen. We know that all things work together for the good because we love you. And we're called according to your purpose, amen. And we just want to say thank you, that you are on our side. And we will not fear what man can do to us. We just want to say thank you. We lift up our mothers and fathers and our brothers and sisters, our nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles and cousins near and far, our husbands, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our co-workers, our friends, associates, our back. We pray, oh God, let your hand of protection be around us all and let there be no preparation or penetration to these heads of protection, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we pray that you open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings upon our lives. that we won't have room enough for sheep. And others will be blessed by the overflow. So we thank you right now, my faith, for the overflow of this. Thank you for your extraordinary. Thank you for your full armor. Amen. You've thrown us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith. Amen. And we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to enter into our lives and those in our family. We decree and attack together, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the gates of hell cannot, shall not, and will not prevail against us, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We walk by faith and not by sight. We ask you to make your word stronger and greater than our wills. We ask you to make us hunger and thirst after your righteousness. According to Matthew 5 and 6, we stand on your promises, oh God, that are yes and amen. We intercede in the spirit that our families are saved by faith. Lord, help each of us to keep a pure heart. Amen. Keep us in remembrance of your promise that you will never leave us or forsake us, according to Hebrews 13 and 5. And we just want to say thank you. We take the shield of faith and we cover our families and churches, where you will bless the righteous with favor and protect us and surround them with a shield according to your word in Psalm 5 and 12. And we thank you for the Heavenly Father, we declare and declare that we dwell in your secret place and we abide under your shadow. We decree and declare that you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our habitation. Therefore, no demon, no devil, fallen angel, principalities, rules of darkness, power, spiritual weakness, Satan, and those under him shall be proud of me. Shall any plague, flu, virus, cancer, disease, headache, cold, or violence come near our dwelling of those in our family? Hallelujah. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not, shall not come near us or our dwelling, because, hallelujah, we now apply the blood of Jesus Christ. The doorposts of our hearts. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways of time. We just want to say thank you. We decree the fact we have long life. Long life. And you satisfy us. You show us your salvation. Because we have set our love upon you. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for loving us. Father God, I ask you blessings in our going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no sickness, no pullovers, no accidents. And those in our family, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we make that point. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and round about every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, the head may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We decree that the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that riseth against the judgment, Lord, your word says that you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we go out today, let us recognize that you are Jehovah's Father. We will not fear, for you have called us by name and we are yours. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us. And through the hallelujah. Hallelujah. And through it all in this life, oh God, we thank you that you're with us. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree in the past the turnaround is coming. We are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our homes. We thank you for it. We decree and declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't hold anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed with the robe of righteousness, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are children of God, born again of an incorruptible seed of the word of God. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for keeping us, Father God. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Jesus. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God, let dwell with all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. And amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Restore us. Help us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we bless you. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome
good
back.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Thank you, Lord Amen. Jesus. We are still here. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
I'm so excited about being here this morning. Once again, hallelujah, in the land of the living. Woke up in my
Amen.
Right mind. Amen. Closed in my
Amen.
Right mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah, trusting God for the more.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome, Lord. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm glad to be on the line. Yesterday the phones were down, but I thank God that I was able to get on today. I know you say you prayed. You all prayed for me. And I thank you for that. But I'm just grateful for today, grateful for these 23 days and what God has done. He has been walking with me. He has been faithful, and he has been good. So I thank God for it.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. So good to meet you this morning. Definitely was praying for you yesterday. I know it had to be something. I text you while we were on the line. I figured something must have been going on. But we definitely prayed for you. We thank God for you. We love you so much. So glad you're back
Amen.
In position on today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Glory
Amen.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Lauren, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. I had a busy day yesterday, but the whole week was peaceful. I'm praying for a peaceful weekend, and I'm believing God today. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Peace be still. We thank God for his peace, which surpasses all understanding. I tell you, when my husband leave to go to work and he left, I just say, Lord, peace be still, because I'm telling you, it is different when you're not at your, we're at home here, but it's not home, you know. It's home away from home. And so, you know, my children are with me, so it's definitely different for me. So I've always had my children with me everywhere I go. So, but definitely peace, only the peace of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what I understand. So, yes, we thank God for his peace. And God bless you, Minister Lauren. Thank you for being on the line this morning, touching the grid with us here. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for your presence. We know the word of God says we'll be in the room. Mark Gavin said in my name that I will be in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst. Our Lord and Savior, we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been able to say never alone. I was here last night, and I was like, okay, I'm back home alone. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, you're not alone. I said, oh, yeah, I'm not alone. You are not alone.
Amen.
So I just thank God for being with me always, always.
Amen.
This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. That's John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. Hallelujah. That's John chapter 17, verse 20 through 26. And I'll be coming from a New King James Version. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me, and I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. This is Jesus' prayer for future believers. It's the header of this scripture. When we look here in the Bible, the scriptures we just read, and Lord, we just ask that you give us divine revelation, knowledge, and wisdom so we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight, oh God, that we will be not just hearers and readers, but doers of your word, and let the scripture take root and be engrafted on our hearts and mind that we read this morning in the book of John, chapter 17, verse 20 to 26. When we look at verse 20, Jesus prayed for all who would follow him, including you and others you know. He prayed for unity, amen, protection from the evil one, and also holiness, which is sanctity. You know, knowing that Jesus prayed for us gives us confidence as we work for his kingdom. When we look at verses 21 to 23, hallelujah, Jesus' great desire for his disciples was that they would become one. Amen. He wanted them unified as a powerful witness to the reality of God's love. We have to ask ourselves, are we helping to unify the body of Christ, the church? Now you can... Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You can pray for other Christians, build them up, work with them, amen, in humility, be generous with your time and money, avoid gossip, exalt Jesus, and refuse to get sidetracked, arguing over this, things that would divide us, divisive matters. Now, Jesus prayed, in these verses, Jesus prayed for unity among believers based on the believer's unity with him and God the Father. We as Christians can know unity among ourselves if we are living in unity with God. Amen. Each branch living in unity with its vine is united with all other branches doing the same. And we are to be the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And some people may say that's easier said than done. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to be unified together in the body of Christ, amen. Encouraging one another, loving like Christ, amen. Quick to forgive, not arguing, oh, amen. That will cause division, oh God, but operating, oh God, in your holiness, oh God, and in love. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh God, we ask that you add a reading to the hearers, the readers, and the doers of your word. And we just want to thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, we have our prayer petition. If you have a prayer petition, or if your prayers went forward already, just say amen. If you receive it by faith, may it be unto you according to your faith. Amen. And for you and your family and household, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Torn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I received the prayer that went forth. Amen.
Amen and amen. Glory to God. I was drinking some water. These last few days have been rough, and it's just attacking the enemy. So what I'm praying is a struggle. It's been like that these last few days because we're getting close to wrapping things up. Mm-hmm. We're getting close to the end of this, and just trusting God for the breakthrough. And things are happening, and the enemy is mad. So it always happens. I'm like, oh, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
Of these last few days, but it's to be expected because God is moving, God is working. And so we just thank God, and he wants us to stop. You know, he's saying stop. You know, you're at the finish line. Like, if you've ran track before or long distance, sometimes you can run it, but that last 200 meters or that last 100 meter, that last 50 meter or 30, 40 meters before you get to the finish line, sometimes people just give up and they just start walking. But if you just keep on pressing in, I know it gets a little bit harder and it gets tough, but you can see the finish. You know it's right. Then they just saying, keep on. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't quit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember having to run cross country for endurance when I was running track when I was in school. I'm not a cross country runner. But many stopped, many quit. But I said, if I could just finish it, I may not finish first. I may not finish third or fourth or fifth. Even if I'm the last one, if I can just get to the end and it is finished. I may have not run the race, but I completed, I finished the race. Because I know some people, they quit. They say, I can't do it. I'm tired. They gave up. But if you just keep on, keep it on in.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God. Hey, amen. God bless you, Twin. We thank God for your faith and believing and trusting God with your combined faith on today. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Minister, Lauren, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I want you to touch and agree with me about my pressure. I went to the doctor the other day, and they said my pressure was a little high. It was under 140. It was like 137. They took my pressure three times. I think it was just going into the doctor's office. They stress you when you go in there. Everything else was fine. We have high blood pressure on both sides of the family. I did not claim that. I claim total healing. I claim total healing in my body, and I'm just praying that that it would stay down. I've been eating oatmeal every day, and they said oatmeal is good for that. Apple, cinnamon, I'm taking all that. I'm going to buy some cinnamon today. So just believe in God that my pressure will stay down. Amen.
Amen. Yes, I understand. I deal with that as well, and just trusting God and it all. Amen. Let us pray, O gracious Lord. We thank you, O God. We come to you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, knowing that you're God that heals, you're God that delivers, you're God that sets us free from all things that are plaguing our bodies, our life, our minds. So, Father God, as we come touching you today with our combined faith for your son, Lord Green, even myself, oh God, hallelujah, stabilize my blood pressure in our body, oh God, amen. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command high blood pressure, low blood pressure, to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we're healed and delivered from blood pressure issues. Amen. We decree and declare that the food, the water that we take, hallelujah, will take sickness away. It will normalize our blood pressure. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for this healing, for this deliverance. Amen. From blood pressure and all sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Known or unknown to man. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We receive our healing and we receive our breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in our health, in our strength. And we thank you that we've been made whole and made new in you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we seal his prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Minister Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. I have two grandchildren birthdays. One was yesterday, he turned 3. And then one birthday today, she turned 18. So I'm just praying that God will continue to bless my grandchildren, my granddaughter Sierra, and my grandson Kyler. I'll just bless their life and just keep them. And may they be filled with so much joy, unspeakable joy, and the peace of God. And I pray that they have a relationship, hallelujah, even at this young age, with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is Jesus' name I pray, and I bless him. To God be the glory. Praying this morning also for the strength and the peace of my husband as he's working this late, these 15 hours. He works anywhere between 13 to 15 hours a day. And God to be his strength and, you know, and help him because he told me on yesterday he fell asleep driving. He was so sleepy trying his new ship. And I said, oh, Lord. So we were just praying for God's hand to be upon him and to keep him safe, you know, in driving. I know they lost a coworker. They were working these long hours, and he, guess he was leaving work or coming to work, and there was a wreck, one car wreck, and he lost his life. And so we're just praying for the, you know, the men, you know, if anyone that's working late, especially late night hours like that, and also God will give them the strength and strengthen them, amen, and keep them safe, amen, and restore them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for, Lord. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
I know, Twan, you work overnight, but you get a chance to go to sleep, right?
Yes, I do. But in the morning, it's not a consistent sleep. But, yeah, I do thank God. I do get to rest.
Amen. That is a blessing in itself. And too many people go to work.
Yes, it is.
And then take a nap and get refreshed.
I run to work. I don't miss work.
Because you know you can lay it down. Amen. Today, I just want to pray for our marriages. And just the blessing of the Lord be upon our life. Amen. We're going to pray. We just thank God for marriage, amen, that we have someone that God has given us to be with us, you know, through this life, through the ups and downs and, you know, and sickness and in health, just that we have that helpmate. We have someone that's for us, amen, that God has given us, that's for us in all ways, so that we can do all things with, amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited to have a partner, to have a husband, and you know, he's my best friend. And do we have disagreements? Yes. But he's still my best friend. We spend a lot of time together when he's off work. He makes time to have with me conversations, time of intimacy, you know, hugging and, you know, just talking to one another, holding one another, and just taking that time out to love one another. We make sure we take time for each other. That's one thing me and my husband do. If you all are not doing it in your marriage, I want you to know how important that is, that you take time for each other. That is imperative, you know. And so that's what my husband do. He's really big on, you know, having time with each other and making sure we set that time aside. And we date. You know, we date and stuff like that. That is so important that we date. We get dressed up and we just go. We really, really have one another. And the beauty of it. So I thank God for it. So let us pray this morning. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you're blessed us, that you've called man and woman to be united as one of God in holy matrimony. We thank you that you've blessed our marriage, oh God. And we believe, oh God, those that you've given us, oh God, to be with, oh God, in this life, oh God, that you will continue to keep us, amen, in perfect peace in our marriages, oh God. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation. We take authority over our thoughts and bind all spirits of fantasy and lustful thinking in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore the intimacy, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, wherever the enemy has caused division, oh God, of separation, oh God, let divine unity come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cast off all marriage breaking spirits of lust that would break covenant in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, the spirit of Jezebel is seducing spirit that is causing rapid destruction in America today. Lord, teach us to honor our marriages and guard the, hallelujah, the sacredness of sexual intimacy between wife and husband. Hallelujah. May we never forget the hallelujah that God draws a firm line against casual and illicit sex. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, your word teaches. Although King Jehoshaphat loved and served you throughout his life, his son Jehoram, oh God, who became the king after him, oh Lord, married the daughter of a wicked queen, Jezebel. Jehoram was influenced by this evil generational spirit and led his kingdom into worshiping false gods and falling into gross immorality in their lives. As a result, you caused him to die of a painful stomach disease. Lord, help us to lead our children into godly marriages and to teach them the consequences of becoming unequally yoked in marriage with the evil spirit of Jezebel at work in a person's life. Heavenly Father, you teach in your word, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. Whoever marries a woman who's divorced commits adultery. Oh, Lord, stop. The evil influence of Belial at work in America causes men and women to engage in adulterous relationships and sexual immorality. Belial seeks the destruction of your divine institution of marriage, Lord. Keep us pure in our relationships and let us join the fight to save marriages in America in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you bless our marriage. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us new eyes and new ears and a new tongue, oh God, that we can hear in our spouses, oh God, amen, that we will speak, oh God, your word, oh God, that will touch their hearts, oh God, that will ignite, oh God, hallelujah, restore, oh God, the love that we have for one another in the day that we took our vows. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, help man to love their wives as the church. Oh, Lord, help us as wives of God to submit to our husbands, oh God. Lord, it's you, Father God, that leads them and guides them, that they will not lead or, and hallelujah, guide us in the wrong direction, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will keep them in perfect peace, hallelujah. Let joy be our portion, oh God, as we come together. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for our husbands and our wives, oh Lord. And thank you for forgiving us, even those of us that have entered into divorce, oh God, and have remarried, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are forgiving, God, oh God. The God that restores, oh God, even us that was connected or to anyone that's not of Christ, oh God, we know it's not of you. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you for your faithfulness. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our home and our marriages, oh God, and that you've blessed it. And Lord, we pray for long life with our spouse, oh God, a long life, wholeness and newness of life. And we thank you for it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. The God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
The God be the glory. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all. God bless you. God keep you. I'll call your name if you have anything you'd like to say. Please do so. Or just say amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God is good, and I know he is able to do all things. I know he is a healer. I know he's a redeemer. I know he's a way maker and a promise keeper, so I believe that when it comes to healing, he has healed me. When it comes to keeping his promises, I'm able to call on him. I'm able to come to him and ask him, and he does answer. So I'm here to testify that he is real, his word is alive, and I believe it. And so I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I thank God for your prayers today, and I'm in agreement with you on marriages. Me and my wife are going to lunch today. I'm looking forward to it. I got to run some errands, and then we're going to go to lunch. And that's like you were saying, that's very important that you spend that time together, and I'm very conscious of that. And so I just thank God for the prayer today. And keep me uplifted in prayer. I got to work a double shift Saturday, and I got to work Sunday. I'm going to try my best to be on the line. Just keep me uplifted in prayer, and that God will give me peace and keep us safe throughout this weekend.
Amen. Yes, amen. God strengthen you and keep you always. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited, and just don't let the devil come in and destroy nothing in your life. We know that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And everything starts in the mind. If he can get in your mind, if you have you to keep your mind stayed on the things of this world, then he can come in and wreak havoc in your life, destroying you, killing you, stealing from you, robbing you of your peace. So just keep your mind stayed on God. Just keep your mind on him.
Amen.
And know that God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're never alone. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trusting God for the more walking in expectation. Hallelujah. Thank you. I want to lift up our cousin Kim, who's normally on the line this morning. I'm not sure why she's not on the line. And our sister Samantha, she did text me this morning, say that she was going to be getting on the line. I don't know what happened, so I just want to pray for her and cousin Kim. Just pray that God will continue to bless them and keep them and help them and guide and instruct them the way that you have them to go, that they will truly be blessed and that every need be met. Amen. And at peace and be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Sister Doris as well, who has been joining us on the night. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. That which you have done for us, Heavenly Father, in the past, we claim it in faith, believing that you will do it again. We receive a new dawn and a new direction, knowing that you are making a way where there seems to be no way. Your loving kindness shine down on us. Today you will go before us and lead us down paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God
and amen.
Be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. God bless you. I have a blessed day in the Lord. And so we come back together again on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you all. I love you. And I thank God.
God bless you. Love you.
Amen.
All I want to see is look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's our past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear it say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there.